If you've been on Twitch at any time during the past couple of weeks, you've most definitely seen it. Whether you like it or not, it's taking the gaming community by storm. Riot Games, the gaming superpower that develops the very popular League of Legends, has released their very first esports-oriented first-person shooter. Valorant is a tactical first-person shooter which combines aspects from popular esports titles such as Overwatch and League of Legends with Counter-Strike's gunplay. Some say that this may be the end of Counter-Strike, but the truth is, that may not be the case. Welcome back to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Lulley, and today we'll be taking a look at the details of Valorant and seeing whether or not it will be able to overtake Counter-Strike in popularity. Counter-Strike has been around for a long time. It was first released in 1999, just as Counter-Strike. But before that, it already had an audience. Counter-Strike originally emerged as a Half-Life mod and quickly grew in popularity. And once it officially released as a standalone game, there were already people ready to participate in the growing esports scene. Today, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, the latest installment in the franchise, is the second largest esports title in the world, according to esports charts. It is second only to League of Legends. Global Offensive had around 1.15 million concurrent players in March of 2020, according to Valve, the game's publisher and developer. CSGO is a team-based tactical shooter where counter-terrorists attempt to stop terrorists from planting a bomb. Its unique gunplay system gained it renown for being one of the most skill-based games in the FPS industry. They also pioneered a new feature in which players would be able to buy different weapons and utility with money that they earned depending on both their team and personal performance in the round beforehand. It was all of these highly skill-based mechanics that made Counter-Strike the prevalent esports title that it was. But now, Valorant looks to kick Counter-Strike out of the spotlight. As I said before, Valorant shares many of the same exact mechanics that Counter-Strike does. Valorant has the same weapon buying mechanics that Counter-Strike has, and the gunplay almost exactly mirrors Counter-Strike's. But Valorant is much more than just a Counter-Strike copy. Valorant also brings League of Legends' operator or champion system. Each operator or champion, called an agent, brings different abilities and utility to the game. For example, one of the agents, Phoenix, brings an ability called Hot Hands, which interacts with the environment and other players similarly to how the Molotov cocktail works in Counter-Strike. If you don't know what a Molotov cocktail is, it is basically a hand grenade which, instead of exploding, covers an area with flames. However, in addition to his Hot Hands, Phoenix also has a Curveball, which is basically a flashbang, and a Blaze, which is a wall of fire which damages players and obscures vision. Another agent, Sage, has utility that is very different from Phoenix. Sage has the ability to heal and even revive dead teammates, while also being able to cover an area with a substance that slows down both teammates and hostiles. She also has the ability to wall off an area, making it completely inaccessible to players unless the wall is broken. As you can tell, the Operator or Champion system adds another layer of depth to the game which isn't present in Counter-Strike. The Operator system forces players to play as a team and choose operators, or in this case, agents, to help complete the main objective. Specific roles within team compositions become more defined, and players are encouraged to master operators which most fit their playstyles. Also, due to the fact that different operators bring different utility, some operators become more important than others, and operator selection can affect how different rounds are played within a single match. This also encourages the player base to find new ways to use each operator's utility to its fullest extent. The operator system is becoming a staple in team-based shooters nowadays, with popular titles such as Overwatch and Rainbow Six Siege all using their own versions of this system. On paper, Valorant is a much more feature-rich game, but as seen in the case of Rainbow Six Siege, feature-rich is not always what people want. 5 years into release, and Rainbow Six Siege still hasn't gained a very large player base, and the pro scene is still slowly growing. But anyways, I digress. Valorant is also proving to be extremely popular even before its official release. Valorant is scheduled to be fully released sometime during the summer, but people are already lining up in Twitch chats for a chance to participate in the game's closed beta. According to Twitch, within a single day, Valorant was able to beat the long-standing record for the most hours watched of a single game, pulling a peak concurrent viewership of around 1.7 million people and more than 34 million hours watched. Its viewership in its first day of the closed beta was second only to the League of Legends World Championship, the largest esports event in the world. Valorant's sudden burst in popularity is due to Riot's extremely big brain marketing program. Currently, the only way to play Valorant is through the closed beta. This is due to Riot's current lack of server space, but they are working on getting it to grow. The only way to access the closed beta is by receiving a code through a drop by watching a Valorant Twitch stream. And according to professional Counter-Strike player Nothing, who is currently sponsored by Riot Games, only 25,000 codes will be dropping throughout the span of the game's closed beta. So, people are desperate to get their chance to play what is said to be the ultimate esports game. Now, with all this hype going around Valorant, is it really going to be the last straw for Counter-Strike? In reality, probably not. Counter-Strike has a huge global core fan base that isn't quite ready to switch over yet. After all, Counter-Strike, I mean, the original Counter-Strike, like the one released in 1999, still has live servers with an active player base. Players on Reddit report having no problems connecting to matches in a game that is now more than 20 years old. Counter-Strike has more resilience than any other title or franchise in the world, even more so than Call of Duty, and even more so than League of Legends. Counter-Strike is the only franchise to keep a healthy and growing player base which sticks with the game for more than 20 years. Also, Counter-Strike's pro scene is still a monolith that isn't budging just due to one new release. Several professional Counter-Strike players have played Valorant during its time so far in the closed beta, but all of them have ended up switching back to the game that they know and love. And Valorant isn't the first game to have threatened Counter-Strike's popularity. Throughout the years, several games have tried to take chunks out of Counter-Strike's player base, including games like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which did successfully steal one of their greatest pro players, Shroud, Fortnite, and Dota 2. Even through all of these temptations, the Counter-Strike community has still held strong. Counter-Strike has built one of the most loyal fan bases in the entire gaming community, and even Valorant, which is probably just a better version of the same game, will find a hard time convincing all of those 17.22 million monthly active users to switch. Anyways, that's gonna wrap up today's episode. If you liked what you heard, maybe give me a follow if you're listening on Spotify. But either way, as usual, all of my socials will be linked in the description below. If you want to go check those out, it would be much appreciated, even though I'm not very active on those. But as always, thanks for listening. This has been Sean Lully, signing off from Scott Center, wishing you an absolutely fantabulous day. Thank you once again for listening. Peace, and remember, stay out of the fire. Super high level tactic. Remember that, yeah?